It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
It's a story you'll be hearing much about today. At midnight Eastern Time, the United States imposed new tariffs on $34 billion of annual imports from China. That prompted Beijing to respond in kind with tariffs on U.S. imports. It has a especially tough impact right here in the heartland of America because the Chinese are big agricultural customers. The latest look at employment of the nation comes out this morning, and analysts think it will show the unemployment rate last month right where it was the month before, 3.8%. And in case you've forgotten, that's the lowest jobless rate in 18 years. The attorney who filed a lawsuit on behalf of a Toyota owner over the wiring chewed up by rats says he may file another suit after having the first one dismissed. The lawyer says Toyota has used environmentally friendly wiring insulated with plastic made from soybeans. And rats like to chew on that wiring. It's something like putting peanut butter under the hood, the attorney has maintained. He filed the suit on behalf of a Toyota owner from Delphi, Indiana. Albert Heber had that wiring problem with a 2012 Toyota Tundra pickup truck. Lest we forget about the dangers of lightning, last night, two laborers working on a house roof in Kansas City were knocked off the building by a lightning bolt. They survived, but one was hit directly by the lightning. The president of the Jewel Osco supermarket chain has died. Doug Sagan, who had been president only about a year, was just 55. He died after a brief illness. Doug had been with Jewel almost 40 years, starting as a 17-year-old who chased shopping carts outside of a Jewel store. Now, this is interesting. Among Doug Sagan's survivors are two brothers, both of whom are managers of Jewel stores, and both have been with the company more than 40 years. Jewel has 187 stores in the Midwest. And from This Week in Agribusiness, longtime Purdue agriculture economics professor Bob Taylor has died. Dr. Bob taught at Purdue for 50 years, estimated he taught some 40,000 students. When asked about his career choice, Dr. Bob acknowledged he could have done other things. He said most of us could do a wide variety of things. Dr. Bob Taylor is 83. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.